Our next guest, Ron Garner, Puget Sound Snow King chapter president, joins us now. Did they survive my talk at the club last week? Did the place didn't burn down or anything, did it?
No, Tom, you did a great job. Everybody loved how straightforward it was, and it was a really well put together downrigger secret trick. There was you could have dropped a pin in there when you really got going there. Everybody was really enthused with the way you put that together.
So. Well, if for those of you who don't know, the Snow King chapter of Puget Sound Anglers is right down on the waterfront there in Edmonds, just south of the ferry dock at the senior center. And I tell you what, that's such a great location right there on the bay. A little later in the year, of course, you get the sunset going down there at the club. That's, you do a great job there, Ron. And I know that, you've really been busy as of late too, kind of helping out Washington State anglers with increasing our opportunity. Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on.
Well, we've got all kinds of things we've been working on. One of the things that kind of came to mind was the second year in the era I've tried to walk the Puyallup show, and I might as well just give up because it shows how successful we've become. I can't see the show because everybody comes up now with all our wins that we've done. They all want us to help fix all of their problems now. So I guess that's kind of a good problem to have. But we took PSA in with Fish Northwest, which a lot of people, I'm not sure who knows who Fish Northwest is, but we have a lobbyist that's in Olympia every day, and we watch everything that happens and make sure that anything that's negative towards sport fishing, that we're involved in it, and we can stop it if it's something that's anti-fishing. And we've had a really good run of that. We've become just really successful. And one of the real key things to do is we have these bills that come out, the lead ban bill. A lot of that's just not proper education on their legislators' part. So having somebody to go inside and work the process and show that there's ramifications on this bill, like we had there's no scientific, I guess you would say there was no scientific
basis for that particular bill. Yeah.
And it was huge bad economics for Washington. It could have really hurt the sport fishing industry. But overall, you know, we've got all kinds of bills, and we're working real hard to try and get some hatchery funding to get our hatcheries back up and running. I mean, Washington used to be the mecca of sport fishing, and we just watched it dwindle away, and our hatcheries are in a bad state of repair. And, you know, we can't leave this for our kids and our grandkids. We've got to get this fixed and get our hatcheries up running, newer technology. So right now, one of the big pushes we're working on is trying to find the funding for hatchery in a really bad economy.
Good morning, Ron. Hey, you know, coming off the success of the crab allocation successes we had last year, how much difference does that make in when it comes back to, you know, going back to the commission? And does that give you a lot of momentum on trying to get other things changed?
It has a huge amount of momentum. This is something we've been working on, PSA has been working on for 10 years. And it just shows, just looking back, the amount of crabbers there were this year was just gigantic. This was a huge win for us. And, you know, it was great. We have a commission that listens to us now, and we can work within the process with them. But, yes, I would say this is gigantic. And we've got more things down the road that we're working on. So, and one of the other ones that we did, a lot of people don't know, is the PSA was behind the inner halibut fishery, moving it forward. That was totally us that did that, and that's a very successful fishery now that everybody enjoys. It used to be June and July when the fish were gone, and we moved that forward. And these are all things that PSA and, you know, we work with CCA, NSIA, and there's a lot of things a lot of people don't know that we're responsible for. And plus, we help Department of Fish and Wildlife. You know, there's a lot of good people inside the department that don't get credit for a lot of things that they help us do.
That's entirely correct. I mean, I get to sit on the Recreational Fisheries Advisor Board on the salmon side. You know, you got people like Pat Patillo that are, I mean, absolutely dedicated. I mean, if you didn't have these dedicated people in WDFW doing their jobs, we'd be even worse shape than we are now. Now, one of the things that Mark and I've been talking about, maybe you can help us out a little bit with, Ron, is the Puget Sound steelhead closures. I guess I'm just looking for an answer to this. And one of the things that that I'm looking for. There has to be some alternative, some option that would be better for the industry than these closures. Better for the industry and better for the fish as well. We are not where we're at with steelhead management in the Puget Sound rivers because of anything the sportsmen did. We're kind of paying for other people's mistakes in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And there are some things we're working on with that right now. It's pretty much not in the open right now, but these are things, and the steelhead are just in bad shape. I agree with you there. But we are working on that and a slew of other things. But I'll tell you, there's so much going on with this special session. The steelhead's a bad one. You know, we got sturgeon. We got all kinds of things that are happening. And, you know, these are things that we got to get to the bottom of and start working these problems out and get them start coming back. So I agree with you totally there. And we just have we have such an opportunity out there that we need to start working on these and get the gains back. And, you know, the steelhead production's got to come back. We have to do this so we can keep fishing on our fish and keep our kids and grandkids fishing.
You know, Ron, first thing I'd like to do is commend you on, I think that's one thing that was always lacking is that we never could get all the groups together. And one of the things, you know, working with NSIA, NMTA, you know, Fish First, all those things, is I think that's really made a difference because, I mean, it's just become a broader base of, you know, of resources to come to. But second of all, with all these different issues on the table, how do you prioritize what you work on or what you push the hardest?
Well, I'm on the board of directors of Fish Northwest, and that's where we do a lot of it. And we sit down or we do conference calls, and we figure out where the priority is at the time because there's some hot-button issues that move pretty fast that if it's something negative, we have to be in there to block it first. You got to work several things at a time and take them in order, but whatever the hottest items are is what we go after. And we work, you know, we do conference calls with CCA and Liz Hamilton of NSIA, and we actually spend an hour and a half on the phone and go through the issues and figure out where we need to be. Yeah. And National Marine Trade Association is a big one, too, when you know, George Harris is also on the board of directors for Fish Northwest and also National Marine Trade Association. So we have connectivity like we've never had before. We've never, like you said, we have never been able to to get anywhere because we've been our own worst enemy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. We're talking with Ron Garner, Snow King chapter president of the Puget Sound Anglers. And, you know, I'm not going to let you go, Ron, without talking a little bit of halibut. I mean, you've been instrumental in getting these seasons pushed around a little bit. What do you see coming down the pike for our halibut opportunity here in Washington later this spring?
Well, we actually, I don't know if anybody's paying attention out there, what's going on the west coast of North America. Everybody's taking a huge cut in halibut except us, which is Area 2A in southeast Alaska. So we actually, I don't know where we're going to be, but we're actually ending up on the ocean for us and the interstates. We're going to actually have a little bit more fish to fish on this year. Last year was the first probably big down year I've ever seen in the strait. I've always done really well, and last year was one of the poorer years. The fish just didn't seem to be there in the numbers they have been in the past, which in a way I was kind of glad to see. It kind of sounds stupid, but I've been telling WDFW since we got this started in 2004, the fisheries just kept getting better and better and better, and it's like we're due for a down year because we've watched our fishery just go get smaller and smaller and smaller. So I'm hoping that this little bit of down year last year will help even up where we are and stop losing days to our fishery out there. But it's been a hugely great benefit to the state and for us. I mean, those fish are there, and they're usually pretty good-sized fish. And for the most part, most of our fish have always been 40 pounds on up, you know.
That's
a nice fish.
That is some serious fish and chips. Now, so are we to the point now where they've announced seasons as of yet, or are we still working on that right now?
We have the same season as last
year.
That was when we went into the meeting, and this is for the straits I'm talking about.
Okay,
too.
Okay.
We have the same season, and possibly there might be enough to actually add a day, but I don't have that confirmed or anything. We have a meeting down there next Thursday, and we'll go over that, which is in Olympia. So Heather Reed is the lead on this, and Michelle Culver, and I've been working with them, well, since Heather's come around, but with Michelle and Phil for, I don't know, 13, 15 years or something on the ocean fishery. So it's been a really good ride. I think we've done well, and hopefully we'll continue to do better.
Well, and there's more scope for your talent ahead. And Ron, I can't thank you enough for joining us, and keep in touch. And if they add another day for halibut, let me know.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then we also have our meeting this Thursday with Tom Nelson at Salmon University. We're going to be giving away one of those brand new Scotty Downriggers in the raffle. So make sure everybody comes to there, and they can go to www.psasnowking.com to look and see where we are there.
All right, Ron. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Hi to Robbo and the new baby.
We'll keep you posted on the stork delivery for sure.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Guys. Take care. He's Ron Garner, PSA chapter president. And I tell you what, he's been a hardworking son of a gun. He's pushed the rock uphill for a lot of sport anglers around here.